We are live from the Catch a Slaw Studios. No fee unless you win. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937. That right there is an interesting clip that you just played from Brian Windhorst, because like I'm starting to think that the theory now is that they look at life with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. If you're stuck with the two, they're thinking to themselves, or at least ownership is, saying, we know these two are not good enough to beat the Knicks. And we're stuck in the situation where there are guys, and we're not going to be able to win, we might as well cut expenses and get rid of a guy who's going to be demanding $70 million a year for his extension. Doesn't it feel like that? Doesn't it feel like ownership saying, you know what, the Giannis thing, we were behind, because we'll pay those two contracts because we know that there's a shot there that these guys can win. But if not, then we're not going to sit here and watch you like basically run on a gerbil wheel and not be able to win a championship with these two guys, because I don't think you're good enough.
It's kind of like, remember the Red Sox were in on Juan Soto and they would have had to pay him like $700 million, and we were like, what? Mm-hmm. And John Henry basically said, well, some guys are the exception. So this is the Celtics saying, yeah, we were in it for Giannis. Now we failed, it's a slingshot year, Rich. It's a gap year. Mm-hmm. We're going.
They're pivoting.
We're giving and getting onto that apron.
Ted, doesn't it feel like that? Because, I mean, the minute I heard them saying the four first-round picks, I was like, oh, geez. Then they obviously, they're going to try to drop, they're going to try to lower the, because we don't know anything about these owners. We don't know if they're cheap. We don't know, like, whether they're big spenders. It sure sounds to me as if they realize that if they're stuck with those two, they realize they're not going to win, so you might as well save some cash.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can see that. I mean, that's a dangerous game, though. I mean, you got to, because if any whiff of that, I just think the fans are going to turn on you. I mean, you just got here, Mr. Owner. You know, he just started owning this team, and so I think you got to be very careful about that. But yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, unless like what, you know, Ken just said, though, you know, you get the draft picks and then use those to get, you know, a player of value. I can't imagine pivoting to that where you start just, you know, getting young draft picks when Jason Tatum is in his prime. That is, I can't imagine Jason Tatum being cool with that. I can't imagine.
You think they're worried about his injury? Like maybe he's not, it's going to take another year? Is that possible?
I don't think so. I thought when he came back, he looked like he didn't miss a beat. I know he missed that last game, but I thought he looked pretty good. I didn't see anything in his gait or the way he played that would suggest to me that he's not ready to go. He looked ready to go when he came back.
Let's do a quick reality check between the three of us. Which one of you guys thinks that if they are able to keep the two of them together and then do something along the lines of bring back Time Lord, you know, maybe trade Derek White for another piece that could be a little bit better, a little bit of an upgrade there. Do you think that there's a chance they can win a championship?
I don't. I see, you when you give me a more impactful offensive player as a big, like a Sabonis, you bring the Jays back with a Sabonis, I go, okay, all right. You don't have to give up Derek White or anybody else. I go, okay. I don't think Time Lord is the answer. I don't think he's from an offensive standpoint, he's not the guy. You need a guy that's going to put in, you know, 17, 20 points a night as a big and be a rim protector. That's not what Robert, you know, Williams is.
I wouldn't say that team necessarily would, but you at least go into the year, you're going to be a playoff team, and then you can adjust before the deadline. Especially if like the Knicks have an injury, or
that's a fair point. You know, you always forget about the deadline in February. So that's always, you know, you might start out with a team that you're not, but then with the hopes that you can maybe get something at the trade deadline, like Ken's saying, to put you over.
All right, let's go to line one, Mike. What's happening, Mike? How's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good, bud.
So listen, this is going to be thinking outside of the box. So bear with me. I think two things the Celtics probably have to consider at this point. One is the problem, I don't think, is the players. I think it's a philosophy. I feel like that has to do with the coach. The three-point shooting is like something that we just had enough of as a Boston fans. We might need to consider having a veteran coach that can really reel in the reins. Somebody like Tom Thibodeau, who already knows the Knicks, might be a good fit. The second thing is the value for Jaylen Brown is shot to crap, as you already know. We might need to consider trading Tatum because, listen, you're not going to get the value for Brown. The best thing for the team, you can get something more of value with Tatum.
You know what, Mike? Thanks for the call.
That's out of the box.
It is out of the box. But I'm getting to the point where I actually believe that the Celtics are sick of him now. Like that they're sick of his the way he's been handling himself over the last couple of months. The pick and fights with Stephen A. Smith. The going on his Twitch stream saying it was the best season. I heard Justin Turpin this morning, and he covers this team. He's very close to some of the people there. It was his opinion, not from anything he heard, but it was his opinion that the Celtics are over it. That they are over Jaylen Brown and the way he's been handling himself.
And I think, Rich and Ken, I think that impacts winning and losing. People say, why would you get rid of a player? Okay, who cares what he says off the court? But I think what he says off the court impacts what happens on the court. It's subtle. You're not going to see it night to night, but crunch time in the playoffs, critical situations, I think those things matter. And there's, there's a hesitation. I don't want to pass it. There isn't just the free willing kind of there's just a tension that is never going to leave if they're both together, especially after what happened this year. And I think that impacts winning and losing. So I think at the end of the day, I can see why the Celtics might want to get rid of him. Maybe you go, God, how do you get rid of a top 15 player? Well, if he's undermining the greater good, then I can understand why they would want to move on.
And I'm sorry, Ken, real quick. Here's why that pisses me off as a Celtics fan, is because if they're deciding to move on from him, I love Jaylen Brown as a basketball player. As I said, I think he's getting unfairly crushed by people because of the things that he says and the way that he acts. I think that you forget how amazing a basketball player he is and how he truly deserved to be in the MVP conversation last season. And when he goes somewhere else, he is going to make the Celtics pay. He is going to have one of the best. He's going to have the best season he ever had, and who knows what else. It's going to be a revenge tour to show the world just how good he is. But the thing that pisses me off as a Celtics fan is I do believe that his behavior over the last couple of months has affected his trade value. And I think because he's acted this way, as a Celtics fan, you're not going to get back. You're going to get 50 cents on the dollar, it seems like. They're not going to get what a player of his caliber should be worth. And as a Celtics fan, that should piss you off.
Now, 203 text, Rich, says, I would take the Klingon deal and the four first-round picks from Portland. So Donovan Klingon, above-average center, played at UConn. He's 23. They have a ton of first-round picks because they got a bunch from Milwaukee and Orlando. I think they even have a Celtics first-round pick. So you would get what you need, which is a big man, a young guy to build around, and four first.
Stop. This pisses me off.
I'm just trying to look at possibilities.
Ken, I know this is not your fault, but what's pissing me off is that this team, at the beginning of last, they won a championship 2 years ago.
Right.
At the beginning of last year, they were a championship contender. Ugh. You are selling your future. That means that you have no intention of winning a championship in the next couple of years.
No, Rich, you keep forgetting you can use those four first-round picks as to use in a trade to get a player. So it's not necessarily going to end up like a rebuild. So just, you got to understand that. So
but who are you going to get?
Klingon.
You see what I'm saying? It's like
Jones
said
his nickname is Kling Kong. That's pretty good.
I mean, that's
he's 7'2".
Yeah.
Got a 9'7" reach. He's a rim protector. Could be a DPOY of the future.
Well,
Rich.
Can we get some more offense out of him? Is he just a
I don't primary? Know about that. I think
we need more offense.
He shuts down the paint.
We need more
it's
offense.
Like just how everything has just completely changed. It's now the philosophy is, let's get some pieces for the future. Jason Tatum is in his prime right now. He is a top player in the league. You need to have a team around him that's ready to win right now, or you've blown your job as a GM.
But over the weekend, did Jaylen help himself by tweeting at Bobby Marks, or did he hurt himself? it's every day that goes by.
No, he hurt himself. And that's why it pisses me off as a Celtics fan. Yeah. I wish, and this is so beyond shut up and drivel. It's not that at all. People should be able to speak their mind. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing as a Celtics fan is you're killing your value.
Yeah.
If they are going to get rid of you, I want top dollar for you, Or just stay. Because you're pissing off the Celtics, apparently. And I'm starting to believe that the people who are saying that they've heard that the upper management isn't a fan of all of this. And that pisses me off, too.
Yeah.
Because we're all of a sudden we've gone from a contender to, hey, maybe in a couple years.
A rebuild. Basically, it's a rebuild.
And you know what? It's amazing. Is I thought maybe the way JB played, that the two guys would come back and they would see themselves differently. And they would be. I don't know. They could. I just thought maybe it would look different than it is. JB clearly, by having the season he had, is kind of like, I don't know, man. He's going off. He's losing it. He thinks now it's like, if you don't give me my respect now, then forget it. And it's like, dude.
That is the stunning part, because they're the betting favorite in the East, yeah. And yet it's like code red. It's like, right. DEFCON 5. They're blowing it up because it's why? We're not sure.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
That's sad.
The sad part of it.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they trade him for picks, they're not the betting favorite in the East anymore.
No, definitely not.
No, they are not. Because I can name four teams that'll be better than them right like immediately. Mm-hmm. If they even with Jason Tatum. Like, dude, this is a tough. It's going to be way tougher than you think, because a lot of teams are going to try to build up. It's an arms race. We see this all the time. And by the way, the Cavs are already a very good team. This is really concerning. As a Celtics fan, we're talking about building for the future. This team, Jason Tatum should have a team around him right now. To hopefully win a championship.
I don't think there's many trades they could make that would improve their odds from where they are right now.
No. I mean, they keep Jalen and figure something out. Like, out of all the options that are out there, because none of them are good, keeping Jalen is the best one.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Yet they seem insistent on trying to get rid of him.
Right.
And I'm afraid it's because they're cheap. The ownership doesn't want to give him an extension down the road. They don't have to give him an extension now. Why not just deal with it? Just, you know, hey, man, you got 3 years on your contract. Stay here.
I can't imagine he's demanding an extension now. 3 years in advance? No way. I
mean, but if you guys had to guess by tomorrow night, is he gone?
I think he's still here, man.
Really?
I do.
It just feels unless there's a deal out there. To get rid of him.
Who wants him? Is there a robust market for him? Doesn't feel like it.
Portland, Kalshi right now, 27% on Kalshi.
And Brad strikes me as a guy that doesn't want to get beat on a deal. Like, really beat.
That's true.
So
I think that's what has been said. The market is not robust unless he lowers the asking price.
Yeah, right.
All right, we'll take your calls next. 617-779-7937. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.